Blog Talk Radio.
The transition to disability can be difficult both in body and mind. Perhaps the perception of what that really means needs to change. Everyone has specific, unique skills. These characteristics, as we go through life, change. By embracing yourself at all times, regardless of what life throws your way, can make the journey more fulfilling. And this equation, it really is about you, taking care of and loving yourself. Do not let labels or others undermine destiny. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this August 24th, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is Estra, pronounced Estra, so go to Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and community from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a traffic collision. Today's topic will be on you and self-identity when disabled. Societal cues are not always an accurate point of view when looking at a person with disabilities. Everyone wants many of the same things and seeks to create the life desired. Disabled people have to persevere through perceptions developed from a lack of understanding and knowledge. Therefore, identity must come from internal cues developed from a positive fortitude developed from within. Content of character is built upon experiences that help mold and shape one's self-identity. Therefore, it is important to process information in ways that create personalized, healthy growth. Also on our program today, personal injury in the news, providing comments on events, holidays of the coming week, my commentary on you and self-identity when disabled, and last but not least, discussion on articles related to our topic. Self-identity develops through trusting yourself. Experiences, whether good or bad, can be used to move forward towards personal goals and dreams. You have a choice to accept or reject any concept, ideas, or opinions that come your way. Personally decide what makes up you. In this program, your challenge is dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being involved in a car accident are up for discussion. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, Lifeways Assurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. In my opinion, I have experienced good faith from some listed above and bad faith practices from a few. This is why it's so important to research a company before making a commitment with them. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on self-identity when disabled today. Again, that's 718-766-4385. The after-show number has changed. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave a comment. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week include better outcome at Atlanta, Georgia Elementary School. This week, another gun tragedy was missed because of the care and compassion of a single bookkeeper, Antoinette Tuff, with the help of a police dispatcher. Antoinette's concern extended beyond herself to students, faculty, and even the shooter. Perhaps if more of us could seek to understand the position of others, even those with sinister agendas, then maybe before getting to these levels of desperation of wanting to hurt anyone, including innocent children, our society can turn away from such deviance by giving those who are lost what they need, including acceptance and guidance. In my opinion, the greed factor in our society leaves too many people with losses, lack, and a great deal of hurt. When we choose not to leave people behind with wages below the average person's cost of living, creating unacceptable levels of suffering, our society will have turned the page to supporting and caring for one another. Thank you, Antoinette Tough, for saving the precious lives of others, and I hope you triumph beautifully over the personal bad news received that day. Another notable mention is the 50th anniversary for the Civil Rights Movement's March on Washington, D.C. In fact, make sure to be a part of the anniversary celebrations there today of where we have come this far and a plan of where we need to head in the future. It is each one of us that makes a difference in how we treat each other and that we're fair and respectful. Last is the Women's Equality Day, which is August 26th. Today in society, women still are not getting equal pay for the same work. Women earn approximately 77 cents on the dollar, which is tragic. There's so much that needs to be done, not just women, but also many segments of our society in order for it to be an equal playing field. So do all that you can and recognize the efforts of women on August 26th. Now, for our personal injury in the news this week. These are my views on current events and have no association with the writers of the articles. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section. Our first personal injury in the news comes from Washington.cbslocal.com, and the title of the article is Five Car Crash Causes Major Delays on I-270. One can always breathe a sigh of relief when everyone lives after a car accident. Ambulances, armored trucks, buses, or trains, there is no way to predict it or the outcome. Therefore, remember each time you get behind the wheel, it is not routine. Each drive to a destination is unique, and the unexpected can happen at any moment. Take your time and drive safely. Our second personal injury in the news comes from Fox43.com, and the title of the article is Lancaster Man Dies in Crash. The number of individuals running into poles is amazing, losing control perhaps while turning, being distracted, or some unforeseen event can quickly lead to tragic consequences. There are local laws for the placement of these poles. Perhaps this should be revisited in the future. From my reading of collisions, these seem to be some of the deadliest accidents, so keep an eye out for them and do your best to miss them. Now for my commentary on you and self-identity when disabled. What do you see when looking into the mirror after an injury? Is it the pain and suffering experienced from the trauma of a car accident? A loss of self-esteem because no longer able to physically or mentally function as previously done? I would, however, challenge you to take another look, to see the champion who makes a decision to overcome barriers and obstacles, realizing whatever may cross your path, it will take courage and strength to move through it. Yet, the time and effort will transform your life in ways unimaginable. The content of character developed, which transforms thinking and action not only for your life, but will influence now your family and friends, community, and maybe even perhaps the world. Struggles can enhance the quality of life. Few people enjoy them, but when brought into one's path, the decision to take them on by gaining understanding, educating, advocating, staying determined, and not giving up until getting back on track is very rewarding. But how do you handle the rude, derogatory remarks? Where do you place those job rejections and perceptions of being less qualified? The individuals who would rather not be around you because you don't look like them. In my opinion, you place all these negative vibes back where they belong, on the people who actually have the misunderstandings of who you are and what you stand for. There's no reason for you to carry their burden. If you educate them, great, do so. However, your identity comes from you. It's your internal mirror. Past history and perceptions developed over time shape many life views. However, being injured in a car accident and therefore becoming disabled does not change who you are. It adds experience and wisdom. It can and make you a better person by understanding the road many others have traveled before you and those who have yet to come. Evaluate where you are getting your self-identity from. Is it disability? Many people choose not to let it hold them back, and so can you. Is it treatment by others? There are many people who realize everyone is the same and have different skill sets. These are the great people to associate with because they lift you up and not down. Join them in being that type of person. Fortunately, preconceived notions regarding disability are slowly changing. Self-identity comes from internal cues, yet the injured experience outside influences which require filtering through a personal lens. You are wonderful, I know, because you are listening or watching this video. An open heart and mind can always learn in life and become what it's intended to be. Continue to reach for your goals and dreams. You will make it if you try, or at least end up in a place more wonderful than you could have imagined. Never give up and know a positive self-identity comes from you. Again, comments on the topic articles reviewed today are my opinion and have no association with the writers unless they come from Astro's Blog Tips. From time to time, I'll stop and make a comment through them. Our first set of articles today actually come from the same source, which is U.S. National Library of Medicine and National Institutes of Health. So we're going to go through and actually do the quote of several of the articles, since they really are talking about the same subject, which is disability identity, and then I'll make a quick comment after we've gone through them. The first article is Disability Identity, Exploring Narrative Accounts of Disability, and it comes to us from the Department of Psychology at Marvarian College, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Quote, disability identity entails a positive sense of self, feeling of connections to or solidarity with the disability community. A coherent disability identity is believed to help individuals adapt to disability, including navigating relational, social stressors, and daily hassles. It says, disability identity is drawn from communal attachments, affirmation of disability, self-worth, pride, discrimination, and personal meaning. By highlighting positive aspects of disability identity, the study of disability narratives can inform persons with or without disability about how individuals live with disabilities. The next article we're going to talk about is Self-Identity and the Naming Question, Reflections on Language of Disability. With all the emphasis on political correctness, it is especially important to delineate the functions of naming. People with disability are facing issues quite similar to minority groups which have preceded them in attempting to enter mainstream America. Their similarities and differences with these groups are traced, as well as their own unique path with all its implications and some possible analytic and political solutions. So I just want to just jump in and say that if you have someone who is a person of color or a minority group in some other section, and then on top of it, a disability, you can see how that might compound the things that are faced by people with disabilities. The next one is called Self-Esteem and Women with Disabilities. And I thought this one was really fascinating. I suspect that a lot of the same things apply to men, just probably on a different scale. Data was gathered from a sample of 881 community-dwelling women in the USA, 475 with a variety of mild to severe physical disabilities, 406 without disabilities. Correlational analysis indicated that women with disabilities had significantly lower self-cognition and self-esteem and greater social isolation than women without disabilities, as well as significantly less education, more overprotection during childhood, poor quality of intimate relationships, and lower rates of salaried employment. And this, to me, I have to stop here, needs to change. In my opinion, some of this is due just to perceptions of people with disabilities. And when we can see that everyone is the same with different skill sets, and we open our hearts and our minds up to whether it's a disability, whether it's race, creed, or color, when we decide to choose people or to associate with people by the content of their character and not for what you see outwardly, we'll know that we've really made major strides, in particular in our society. And the issue of lower rates of salaried employment or the rates and the cost of employment. Just as with anyone else, if you don't make enough money to live, it's a very difficult way to be able to get ahead. So I would challenge employers to reconsider their stance of paying people with disabilities lower salaries. If it were them, I certainly don't believe that they would want to be paid less, especially if they were doing the same job. Okay, I'm going to go on to the next article before I start doing all my comments before I get through them all. Okay, the actual next article is Disability Identity of Leaders in the Self-Advocacy Movement. And this comes to us from the University of Illinois at Chicago. It's Disability and Human Development. And it talks about life stories and perspectives of leaders in the self-advocacy movement were explored to enhance knowledge about disability identity formation. And it's an in-depth qualitative interview were conducted with 13 leaders in the self-advocacy movement. Five major themes emerge: resistance, claiming personhood and voice. And I have to just stop on these because these are just two tasty morsels to let go. In order to move through the process, in my opinion, you must claim your personhood and your own voice and stand up for where you are and know who you are and realize that disability isn't what defines you. You define you. So that resistance, I think, is great in the fact that resisting on the things or the outside influences that might try to impact your self-identity or your self-esteem. Got to be connection with disability community. I think it's very, very important that some of us are social, some of us aren't social, but you need to be able to get those needs met in some way. And so if that's in the disability community or just in the community it as a whole, the main thing is to make those connections. Number three, reclaiming disability and personal transformation. In my opinion, being able to accept a disability takes time. It's like anything else. It's like becoming a new parent. You're not used to it at first. It takes a while to adjust to that. And usually with a disability, you've lost something in your life. Unlike being a parent, you're gaining something. So that's also going to take some time to adjust to. So make sure that you're allowing yourself to be able to adjust and accept and learn to love your new being of who you are, and then be able to move on. D, interconnection with broader disability rights movement. In my opinion, for me, that's why it's very important for me to talk about car accident issues with other people who've been in car accidents. It's because if you share the wisdom and knowledge that you have with others, you continue to grow, they continue to grow. It enhances your life, and it enhances the people's life who you're helping. Bond with social justice and interdependency. And that's number E on that. Unfortunately, it seems like in our society, you can see a lot of injustices, at least from my perspective, there's a lot of injustices, and particularly against people who've been injured in a car accident. You don't see very many nonprofits out there for people to support people who've been injured and are disabled from car accidents. In my opinion, there's a lot of unique situations in which this group of people go through, and they don't necessarily have a lot of support out there. They're coming up against an industry with a lot of power and a lot of influence, and therefore being able to get through the barriers they need to get the help they need can sometimes be difficult. So in my opinion, the advocacy comes in because there's a lot of injustices, in my opinion, that can be faced with people who've been injured in a car accident. So when they're actually looking at this and saying people with other disabilities have decided to jump in and become advocates, I can see why that would be so important. So I think those are great. These actual articles, I think that they show that disability identity is very important, and that although you will continue to experience external influences, the lens in which you filter all of these experiences, the relationships around you that can support you through this process make a big difference in how you see things. But the most important thing is you. You're the most important person in this equation, which means that you are the one who has to decide how you're going to move forward with your injuries and where you're going to take your life from, where your life is going from here. And the goal is really to know that if you really choose to, there is nothing that will stop you. Some things will deter you. You might end up on a different path. It might take longer or shorter than you anticipate. But if you stay focused and on track, wherever it is you're trying to go, you will get there. Well, you might need creativity, probably, maybe not. But however you get there, just choose not to give up and to stay focused. Thanks for sharing part of your day with me. Remember to like us on Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. While looking at today's links, I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, the musicians, and the articles that made our time more special today. Meet me back here next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Estra on Block Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Also visit Estra's TV on YouTube, user blog, Estra's blog, every Wednesday. Have a great day. Remember, your self-identity starts and ends with you. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show and her opinions, in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing at P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington 98168. Thank you.